Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. Police have been brought in to investigate an alleged affair between a female prison officer and an inmate at Kempsey Correctional Centre. Corrective Services has confirmed the officer is no longer in the job, saying it has a zero-tolerance approach to inappropriate relationships between staff and offenders. To other news, and police are still piecing together what caused a single vehicle crash at Yungay Rail that claimed a man's life. It happened on the Pacific Highway on Friday, the Ford Everest leaving the western shoulder of the road, crashing into a concrete barrier and coming to rest suspended in the air between the Armco and concrete barriers. A man in his 70s was treated at the scene by paramedics but couldn't be revived. The driver and front seat passenger, two women in their 70s, were taken to Coffs Harbour Hospital with serious injuries. And country mayors joined their regional counterparts from across the state in Sydney on Friday, presenting a united voice on the big issues. The Country Mayors Association, which includes Kempsey, held a grueling five-hour consultation with decision-makers, Chairman Jamie Chaffee, saying fixing our regional road network after recent natural disasters is still right up there on the priority list.
There's still a lag in the funding coming through to enable us to actually get on and get a lot of that work done too. So again, we made that very clear that we need to get that money out there.
Having a look at sport now, in Group 2 Rugby League, Round 5 delivered the Coffs Comets their first loss of the season, going down to the Grafton Ghosts by 4 points on the road. Elsewhere, Sortel beat Woolgoolga by 8, the Rebels had a 24-point win over Maxville, and the Roosters down the Magpies by 14. Group 3 saw the Port City Breakers annihilate Foster Tuncurry 64-0, while the Sharks beat Warhope, Old Bar smashed Taree, and the Mustangs downed Wingham by 6. And in Mid-North Coast rugby, the Hastings Valley Vikings held on for a 2-point win over SCU. Kempsey Cannonballs downed the Snappers by 6, and the Port Pirates had a 50-point win over Grafton.